just love that. That was so very terrific. Thank you so much. I especially love that last prayer about us feeling so valuable to God. How did you know that's what I was going to talk about tonight? You did good, girl. You did good. Ladies, what a joy to be here. I want you to know how much I love Westgate. I love this church. I love the women here. I want to thank my dear host, Sherry, for being so good to me the last couple of days. You've been so wonderful. It's been a joy to communicate the last 6 months or however long we've been talking, waiting for this event. And I want you to know how much I adore the pastor here and for his sweet wife, too, Michelle, just wherever she is. Thank you for your hospitality. It's been a joy to be here. And sweet Mother Shirley, and I could just go down the row. It's just already been so much fun. I have loved it. Do I have to go home? I guess I do. But ladies, I've come tonight to share something that is so very near and dear to my heart. Because I believe that the body of Christ today, men and women do not know or don't walk in the power of who they are in Christ Jesus. And I have discovered that women, for the most part, do not know and therefore don't walk in all these wonderful things that we have as women of God. You see, I want to ask you something. What would you think tonight if the press secretary of the United States of America came in here and stood up here and had a message for you from the president? Would you listen? Well, of course you would. Or maybe you wouldn't. I don't know. No, this isn't supposed to be a political deal. I'm trying to make a point. So just hang on with me, even though we know what we're all thinking. Okay. So the point I'm making is this. I am the press secretary of the Lord Most High. I have come tonight with a message from the Lord Jesus Christ, the one and only sovereign of God. I have come tonight from him, his audacious throne of power, to give you a message. What you're seeing tonight is not me. What you're seeing tonight is a message from God to you. I want you to take it in and I want you to drink it in. This is from God to you. And it may be strange when I tell you what the message is, but I think as women of God, we have got to start reprogramming the way we think. And this is God's message to you today. And it is these four little words. And this is what he says to you, my darling. He says this: you are my you. You are my delight. Who, me? God's delight? That happens to be the title tonight. Who, me? God's delight? I don't feel like God's delight. I don't feel like God's delight. So often,